our unity and resolve should send a clear message to coup plotters. The coups have never been and will never be durable solutions to Africa's political, economic, and security challenges. Statements condemning coups alone without corresponding action will, however, achieve little or nothing, as witnessed in recent times. This problem requires collective agreement, effective deterrence, bold action, and important, adequate preventative measures. Ladies and gentlemen, it has taken us a long time for a consensus to emerge in our country, Ghana, and indeed in Africa, that the democratic form of governance is preferable. We have certainly come a long way, but we should not take it for granted that everybody has accepted democracy as the preferred mode of governance. There are those who hanker after authoritarian personal rule because they claim Africa is underdeveloped and democracy is cumbersome and we need to get things done in a hurry. There are those who seek shortcuts to office to exercise power without limits. And there are those who have no respect for the free choices of our sovereign peoples because they do not accord with their so-called ideological preferences. We still have some work to do to convince such people that we are all safer under democracies. According to the African Center for Strategic Studies, 18 African leaders have either modified or eliminated constitutional term limits in the past two decades. In addition, another 8 resisted efforts to institute term limits, bringing the number of countries lacking constitutional restraints on political power to 24. This represents almost half of the number of countries on the continent. In contrast, the same source notes that 21 countries upheld term limits and 15 now have them in their constitutions. The average time office holders have been in power in the 21 countries that have respected term limits is 4 years. In most of the situations where incumbents have not respected term limits, they've argued that the basis for hanging on to power is in response to popular pressure by their people to remain in office, and that term limits have no meaning in poor and underdeveloped societies where uplifting citizens is of the highest priority. Others also believe the leaders should remain in office if they continue winning elections. However, the electoral processes that have been used to set term limit extensions or removals in Africa have often been marred by allegations of widespread irregularity. Ruling parties that ply this route usually enjoy near total control of most, if not all, the levers of government and the electoral machinery. Consequently, African peoples have paid a steep price for efforts by leaders to circumvent constitutional term limits.